technology here in shortly. So this week in the Gospel of Luke, we have a similar meeting, right, of the disciples with Jesus. Remember last week's meeting? All those of you who were here last week, we heard the story about doubting Thomas, right? And Jesus coming into that, you know, to that upper room and showing him, you know, showing himself to the disciples, but Thomas wasn't there, right? And then he comes back a week later and Thomas is there, and he shows himself, shows his hands and his side and whatnot, just as he does here in this Gospel of Luke. And so he's giving the disciples, this is an important aspect of our faith, very important aspect of our faith, because these are the first things that Jesus is telling us to do as disciples, because that's what we are, right? We're the continuation of those original apostles. We're the disciples of Jesus. We're the body of Christ on earth. That's us. Ooh, a little awesome, isn't it? Right? It sounds a little awesome. But he makes it very, very simple for us. Jesus makes it very simple. Last week, if you remember last week's gospel, in the Gospel of John, he only gave them two directives, right? He only gave the apostles really two starting off directives. Be at peace. Be at peace amongst yourselves. Be at peace. And then as you're at peace, receive the Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. That's what he told them last week. And this week in Luke's gospel, we have the beginnings, the same beginnings. Be at peace. Peace be upon you. Be at peace among yourselves. Be at peace among yourselves. You know, it's kind of hard to be the body of Christ when we're all up and, stirred up, right? When we're anxious, when we're angry, you know, when we're overdoing it. Maybe we're overly happy, right? And so it's kind of hard to be the body of Christ until we can be at peace. Be at peace. And then as in that peace, we can receive the Spirit, the wisdom that Jesus wants to impart to us, that God wants to impart to us through Jesus. First, be at peace, and then be open to receiving that Spirit. In and around 500 or 550 BC, there was a person whose name was Socrates, philosopher Socrates. And Socrates' theory was that all wisdom is in our head. We're born with all the wisdom that there is. It's in our heads, right? It's in our heads. Today, we're going to baptize Dax, right? All the wisdom of the universe is in Dax's head. Now, what happens is we get separated from it all somehow through our lives and through our actions, right? Things change. Things begin to block that wisdom. Begin to block that wisdom. And little by little, we wonder, what was it that God whispered in Dax's ear just before he was born? We continually seek to know what that wisdom is through our rest of our life. What did God whisper in your ear just before you were born? And so as you hear this gospel, it says that Jesus revealed to the disciples what was all about the scriptures, what there was to know about God's story, because somehow it was there, right? And so Jesus doesn't teach, he reveals. He opens their minds to recollect and to recall all those aspects of the scriptures. Perhaps some they didn't even know they knew. And so Jesus is revealing those things. Jesus reveals those things to us. Jesus reveals those things to us if we but open our minds, be at peace, receive the Spirit, and open our minds to all those revelations that God has in store for us. When we think about these things, we think about, well, we've got to study Scripture. Got to study Scripture. You know, many of you are accountants, teachers, lawyers, doctors, business people, nurses. You have to study all the time, right? You have to be updated all the time. You have to reopen your minds to those things that doctors and lawyers and the study of all those things might reveal. For us, sometimes we think, scripture? Yeah, that's in that bookshelf over there. That book on that bookshelf. You gotta dust it off once in a while, right? Dust it off once in a while and get to it. Yeah, or perhaps we go to it in a crisis. When there's some sort of a crisis in our life, we say, yeah, let me see where that, oh, that's in that bookshelf over there. Let's go and dust that book off. So we have to be as open to understanding, to be the body of Christ, as open to that kind of understanding as we do for accounting methods or legal methods or new teaching methods or new medical methods. We have to be open all the time. And what's the other aspect of this story about Jesus in the Gospels? Always in the Gospels, Jesus reveals Jesus' self in community. It's in community that these things happen. Always more than one person there. With a slight exception about Paul, he's not in the Gospels, but he had his own personal experience on that road to Damascus. But all the gospel readings really talk about people seeing Jesus in community. That's what we're called to do. As the body of Christ, we're also called to see Jesus in one another. Right? We look at those people that have helped us along the way in our journey. We look at those people who have taught us great things. We look at parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles. We look at godparents, those people that kind of directed us along the way. Say, there was an aspect about Jesus in them. Here's something that's even more scary. We have to be Jesus to some of the other people. That's what Jesus is instructing these disciples to do. In these very first visions of Jesus after the resurrection. Jesus is telling us, you are my hands and my feet. You must now be Jesus and the Christ, the body of Christ.
Is that better? That's what we're called to do. That's what this community calls us to do. But this is a celebration on Sunday mornings. The liturgy is a celebration of what we're supposed to be doing all week. It's great to be here. It's important to be here. But this is just an example of what you are supposed to be doing all week. You come and celebrate it here in community. You need to be out with your family, with your friends, with your work associates, and you need to be that gospel. You know what St. Francis said? It's important to spread the gospel to all the world and sometimes use words. Sometimes use words. Our actions are what Jesus is opening our minds to. As disciples of his. And so let's take some time today, tomorrow, next week, next month. Look at the scriptures. Dust off that book. Look at some of those scriptures and allow your minds to be open to them. And more importantly, act as Christ to others and see Christ acting toward you. My prayer for St. Benedict's is it continues to grow as this kind of a community that does, in fact, recognize Christ in many persons here, and that we all take that example and live it out to our fullest. Allow your minds to be opened and receive the Spirit. Be at peace and receive the Holy Spirit. Amen.